Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
814 ESPN 97.5. Let's bring in, hey, you hear the music. You know the station. It is, we are your station for Aggie football. ESPN 97.5. Coach Jimbo Fisher joining us here. What's up, Coach?
Good, how you doing?
Man, we're doing good. How about your football team? How's it doing?
Actually doing well. Had a good scrimmage Saturday. Guys are getting back. You know, a lot of guys getting a little nicked and knacked, getting healthier, and starting to get back. We're starting game mode right now.
You know, I was I'm friends with Dana over here, and he's like, "Man, we got to play." It seems like it's been forever that he's had scrimmages, and they're like, "Coach, we got to get out in the field and play somebody." Are you getting to that point?
Yeah, I think we are. It's been 2 weeks in. Guys are happy, but you know, I think camp's been really good. I think they've understood that. I think they're anxious to start preparing for an opponent right now, and guys have really done a really good job. I mean, they've stayed focused. And I'm not trying to look ahead, and it's actually been a pretty good camp.
Yeah, it just seems like forever now, doesn't it? I mean, you guys got together at the beginning of in July, early July, and now here we are, September 26th. Seems like you guys, you know, I would imagine we're tired of hitting each other.
Yeah, we are. They are. But, you know, it's been good. But a lot of the young guys, it's been really good for the young players. The extra meeting time and the things, getting those guys up to par so they can hopefully contribute and get through it. But, you know, that camp has been very interesting. But in a way, I've kind of liked it. It's been a really good camp.
Do you think this will lead to any changes, Coach, on how you guys do the off season, or will we get back to normal with spring and all of the, you know, all of the way that you guys met in the past? Or do you think that maybe this will come about with some changes?
I think there needs to be some discussion about that. I really do. I think there has to be some of that in the dates and times. But, you know, at the same time, you can't take away from some of the things that are going on as far as time constraints for them and for coaches and some off time, too, that you both need. But I do think there's some thought process that needs to go into the future of how you run camp and the amount of days you're allowed to be there with the extra meeting time and the downtime, which I think can, you know, help their bodies.
Coach, I want to ask you a question about if there's a level of disappointment about, I know there are other teams, but you see the number of positive COVID tests for some of the teams headed into this week. And, you know, we see the NFL is now, granted, they're tested more, but they got much lower numbers in that league. And it's really a personal choice to try to keep you and your teammates as safe as possible if you choose to do so. I feel like that. Maybe I'm wrong, and that's why I want to ask you. Is there any level of disappointment that there are some programs where apparently players have taken, you know, way too many risks that have put other players and some of the opportunities here at risk?
Well, I think until it happens to you, I don't think sometimes, and you get in a groove and everything's well for a while, it's like a typical kid, 18 to 22-year-old. It's like, you know, you're playing plays. You're playing really well for 10 plays. All of a sudden, you take a break mentally and say, "Oh, I need a break here for a second." You take a play or two off. You don't do well. Kind of like those situations. The thing about this is, it can be life or death, or it can be, you know, very serious to your football team that you can't have that break. But there's things in this COVID that can happen accidentally too. I mean, there still has to be interaction. They can't just lock themselves away. Sometimes they have to go to a grocery store. They have to go get gas in the car. I mean, there's interacting with people that happen that sometimes can cause that. But in other times, I think it's probably, I think, kids just wanting to be kids and you know, they let up for just a second and all of a sudden they can get infected or, you know, come in contact with different people. And I think that's the hardest thing is you realize that everybody you see or come in contact with, if they're not in your bubble or being tested like you are doing the things you do, you don't know their exposure. And it's a very different thing for a lot of guys. And I see how it happens. And I hate it for the kids and the players and the people it happens to.
We're talking with Jimbo Fisher, head coach of the Aggies, and this is your home for the Aggies, ESPN 97.5. So how are you getting ready? I mean, you got some tape on Deuce Wallace and Mo Hassan, and so Riley Neal gone. But how are you getting ready for Vanderbilt?
Well, I mean, we go back and you look at all the tape they had last year. You look at for Ted Roof's history of what he has done, what he has done at App State, what he has done in the past before that when he was at Duke and Georgia Tech. And, you know, you're trying to evaluate what the scheme is defensively, offensively, of what they do. You know, Todd Fitch, I know Todd, the offensive coordinator, things he's done at different places, Boston College, La Tech. I mean, Todd's been a really good football coach, South Carolina back in the day. Todd's been everywhere. He's a really good football coach. And, you know, and then again, you got to look at the personnel. Then you got to evaluate for your scheme. Then you got personnel decisions. You got to make them where they put them and who they're listing. So right now we're deep into that. We've had a great offseason study of them in that regard. Now we're divulging back in that as we start game planning these weeks coming up. So it's still mixed in some good on good with the number one defense as an offense. Make sure they're getting the fastball look. But then we'll start in the game plan this week. And this week, too, may look into a couple of our first couple opponents, things that they will do. And because you still got, you know, we're still almost a week and a half out.
Yeah.
What's concern over tackling? How much thud did you get to do in practice?
Oh, a lot of thud. And I tell you what, that's one of the things I've been pleased with. We have some good running, but our tackling drills, when we have went live, we've tackled pretty well in space, and I've been very happy with that. As you know, in today's time, that's a huge thing. For the most part, we have tackled well with the limited amount, you know, only just a little bit last year. But there's a ton of thud and a ton of wrap-up thud. I mean, not just getting their hands happening, but we're making sure that we're not trying to get the collisions too crazy and physical, but we want to get there and wrap up, and we're working on that extremely hard.
You know, it's weird, isn't it? Because normally you're going to play a conference game, you'd have some tape on the guy, but maybe it's an advantage because Derek Mason's been there. You know what he's going. You got a pretty good idea of what he's going to do, as opposed to somebody that maybe even a first time head coach.
It is, but they got, remember now they got two new coordinators though too.
Yeah.
So there's part of it, you know, how they change, and both guys are very established and guys have had a lot of success, so you know they're going to have a big emphasis on that too. So, but when you build your systems, you have to build your systems. There has to be rules. It can't just be memorization of plays. There's rules to it. There's calls to it. There's mic calls. There's, you know, what that puts us in and how they like to do. And, you know, and then the blitz looks and the third down looks. But, you know, it's always the openers. As a head coach, I don't care what they are. They still give you butterflies that are different, man. I don't care. It's just because you don't ever know. You haven't played, and it's the unknown that you haven't seen on tape yet that you're preparing for everything.
Yep. Have you watched any football so far? Any college ball?
I watched very little Saturday. I got a game or so in because we were actually at our last scrimmage at 2:30, so it was kind of right there in the middle of the day. We were preparing going up, and then we scrimmaged and, you know, got a few of the night games in. But, you know, it was good to get back and see, and, you know, and interesting how some teams, and some guys look really sharp, and then, you know, you see your typical things. You have special teams issues, which you always worry about early, turnover issues, tackling issues, you know, assignment, pre-snap penalties, all those self-inflicted wound things. Some teams have done a really good job of that, some haven't, but, you know, it's just good to get it watched back on TV.
I'm going to say this. I don't know what I'm trying to remember if there's any ties. I know my dad coached with you at LSU. He was with Greg Davis after Mack Brown left at Tulane. I don't think you ever crossed paths with Mack Brown on a coaching staff, but I got to say, I'm really shocked at how Mack Brown has gone from getting out of coaching and away from coaching. I didn't think it ended very well for him at Texas. I didn't have very high hopes for him at North Carolina. I think he's done one hell of a job so far at North Carolina.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I mean, Mack and him are doing a good job, and that state, you got to remember that state is full of players.
Yeah,
and
I guess
Mack
so.
Had success there. You got to remember, Mack had success there, and they didn't have as much success when he left. So when he comes back, it rejuvenates the fan base. It rejuvenates the state. It gives pride in the university. Mack's always been a really good recruiter, good football coach. And, you know, getting out of it, too, doesn't always mean, because Mack was around it because he was commentating. So he's picking up a lot of things from different people. He's probably adding to. And Mack's got a great name, and that state is full of players, and they're back in there doing a really good job.
Yep. I'll tell you what, watching, there's been some quality play, Coach. I mean, like you said, you know, first games, and you're worried about false starts, and you're worried about tackling. And we've seen some instances of teams that couldn't tackle at all. BYU took advantage of that. But for the most part, it's been pretty darn good, I think.
Well, it is. I mean, if there's good coaches, players want to play, there's good players out there. The athletes are getting better and better, and there's a hunger. And I mean, anything you're hungry for and you want to do, you seem to do well. And I think, you know, I like that. America wants football back, but I think the kids want it back. I mean, they want to get back to normality and being able to play games and do what they do and see their futures as they go forward.
Do you want to see – and see, the Big Ten is talking about getting back. We'll see if they're able to. Pac-12 is now talking about maybe mid-November. I don't know how that would work out as far as getting a national. But what are you thinking about, you know, without these conferences in there – you know, a national champion being crowned, and how, you know, what do you, is it, I don't think it's an asterisk, but what do you think about it?
I don't think it's an asterisk. Listen, it is what it is, and there's still a lot of great football teams in this deal, and you know, that's the group that we have, and you name a national champion, and you go on, and because there's still tremendous football, and you know, like I say, you get leagues like the SEC, who, like I say, the top teams in every league can play, but we're so deep in this league of teams that can be in the playoffs that, you know, if you weren't in this league or different things that go on, it may get opportunities and things that happen in the future for bowl games and championships at, you know, the ACC. I mean, you know, the Big 12. I mean, all these leagues, and you definitely want to name a national champion. These kids have to have something to play for, and there's plenty of good teams in here and plenty of good players that will name a national champion, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it, man. We still got less than a couple weeks to go here. We're staring at it just around the corner. Can't wait to see you guys on the field. I'm sure you can't either. So we appreciate you being here once again, and we'll talk to you again next week, Coach.
Guys, great to be with you. Thank you very much.
All right, there's Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's your home for the Aggies right here, ESPN 97.5. All right.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.